Chapter 1.
Can you imagine what victory will feel like?
My lover, Arwen Hamner, mused.
A world without the threat of Arkans, without the fear of monster attacks, a place where our family could grow in peace.
The gorgeous healer mage's head rested on my bare chest as I stroked her silky crimson hair and stared out at the moon. The cosmic orb was full and gave off a pale silver-blue light that set my lover's fair skin aglow, and for a moment or two, I was transfixed by both its beauty and my girlfriend's. That does sound wonderful, doesn't it? I replied as I absently ran my hand through Arwen's dark red tresses. Admittedly, it's a little difficult to picture, but it sounds wonderful nonetheless.
I'm sure it's difficult for someone who's been through so much hardship,
Arwen continued as her fingertips traced the skin of my arm.
I can only imagine how arduous life has been for you as of late.
I wouldn't have it any other way, I insisted. Life might be difficult, but if it weren't for all of the challenges and hardships, I wouldn't be right here with you. I wouldn't trade that for anything.
I suppose that's true enough,
the beautiful professor agreed. And then she tilted her chin up so her amber eyes could focus on mine.
So, are you going back to claim her? Karth, I mean.
Just after Arwen had told me she was pregnant with our first child, we'd celebrated with a passionate lovemaking session, and I'd drifted off into sleep only to be ambushed by the Horned Arkan. I'd been moments away from claiming Karth, one of the last remaining Arkans, as my own, when the professor had shaken me awake and pulled me away from my dreamscape. But I couldn't fault my lover for rousing me from my slumber. While my mind was fully in control, my physical body tended to react to the chaos of the dreamscape, and Arwen had grown fearful when I started thrashing and shaking as I fought Karth within my mind. Yes, I nodded. I was so close to conquering her, and I don't want to wait any longer.
Shall I keep watch over you?
The crimson-haired healer mage wondered.
I won't disrupt you again, since I know your intentions.
If it will help put your mind at ease, I shrugged. I think I have this under control, though. Don't deprive yourself of sleep on my account.
I don't think I could sleep anyways,
Arwen admitted, and her full lips stretched into a thin smile.
I always worry about your interactions with the Arkans, Griff, no matter how small they may seem.
I appreciate your concern, I assured my lover as I cupped her soft porcelain cheek. You have one of the biggest hearts of anyone I know, Arwen, but I'll be perfectly fine. They can't hurt me in the dreamscape.
I trust your judgment,
Arwen replied as she leaned into my touch. Her heavily lashed eyes were like molten gold in the moonlight, and I felt myself melt into their loveliness.
How about I watch for a little while, at least at first? And then I'll try and lay down and get some sleep.
That sounds like a fine idea to me, I agreed with her. And then I leaned forward and planted a kiss on my lover's lips. The enticing scent of Arwen's jasmine perfume filled my nostrils as we kissed each other. And all I wanted was to give in to the healer's embrace and never let go. But there were pressing matters that required my attention. When we finally pulled away from one another, I laid down on my back, settled into the plush softness of my down-filled pillow, and closed my eyes. My king-sized bed was extremely comfortable, and I felt completely at ease with Arwen at my side.
I'll be here when you wake,
I heard Arwen whisper as she ran her fingers through my hair. Her long nails felt incredible against my scalp, and I felt myself begin to drift into slumber as she lightly scratched in circles.
Good luck, Griff.
I love you, Arwen, I murmured.
I love you too,
she replied, and soon after, I succumbed to sleep. When I opened my eyes again, I was in the dimly lit expanse of my dreamscape, and my eyebrows creased together in concentration as I manifested a room with a single plain bed and nothing else. I wouldn't need much more than that to conquer the Horned Goddess, and while the bed wasn't particularly necessary, it sounded nicer than forcing the goddesses to hold her upright, as they had Viopa. Once the room was to my liking, I summoned my loyal Arkans with a wave of my will, and instructed them to appear at my side. One by one, the monster goddesses manifested into the dreamscape, and each wore seductive gazes as soon as they spotted the bed.
"Long time no see, my master,"
Sarah purred, and the Arkan's black-feathered wings flared out behind her. The goddess gave me a fanged smile as she crossed over to my side, and her cat-like yellow eyes had a mischievous gleam to them that only manifested as she drew closer. She tossed her long black mane of hair over one shoulder and grasped my arm as she leaned against me, and it took all of my willpower to keep my eyes from straying downward to the swell of her full breasts.
"Stand down, sisters,"
Fi grumbled as she appeared and flexed her own wings. The angelic Arkan's feathers were a pure white, unlike her sisters, but her delicate features had no bearing on her inner ferocity. Her ruby-red eyes narrowed as she studied Sarah, and she placed her hands on her hips. The goddess was clad in a black leotard that left little to the imagination, especially when she stood like that, and she twirled a strand of white hair around her long-nailed finger.
"Jealousy does not become you, Fi,"
Sarah scoffed in an unamused tone. The pair of sister Arkans were always at each other's throats, and no amount of time together in my consciousness seemed to mend their relationship.
"Both of you need to retire your hatred for one another,"
Viopa chided the pair. The succubus Arkan was clad in a glittering blue dress that clung to her perfect figure like water, and her fangs flashed as she threatened her sisters.
"It's grown tiresome, and the rest of us don't wish to hear a minute more of your bickering. Butt out, Viopa,"
Fi growled at the silver-haired goddess. "All of you need to mind yourselves," I reminded the Arkans, and I was met with a small chorus of apologies.
"How may we serve you, master?"
Xanrith asked, and my breath halted in my chest as the beautiful goddess sauntered forward. Every bit of Xan was intoxicating. From her luminous white-freckled umber skin, to the curly tendrils of raven hair that spilled into her large violet eyes. But her most notable feature was her azure flame wings, which smoldered behind her as she walked. "Karth," I answered her. "It's time to..."
"Finally,"
Utuni interjected as she moved to my other side. The golden-skinned Arkan's serpentine tail flicked behind her as her hips swayed, and she licked her blood-red lips as her snake eyes trailed down my body.
"I've been waiting for you to finally tame that self-righteous brat."
"Oh, yes,"
Miralee chimed in as she raced to Utuni's side. While they often bickered, the jaguar goddess and the snake goddess were thick as thieves, and Miralee's plush black jaguar's tail flickered as she and her sister shared an impish grin.
"It's time for Karth to get a taste of all she's dished out, though I wish there were a way to punish her that didn't involve allowing her to feel the pleasure of your thick cock."
"Claiming her as his own is more than enough punishment for Karth."
Xanrith shook her head at the orange-eyed cat Arkan, and after I shot her a confused look, the flame-winged goddess's features softened.
"I don't mean to sound sympathetic. I'm not. She's caused enough destruction. It's time for her to join us."
"Must you always be such a suck-cup, Xanrith?"
Utuni groaned, and the snake goddess hung her head back in annoyance.
"My goodness, we get it. You surrendered. But that doesn't make you any better than the rest of us." "Even if it did, we were here first,"
Viopa reminded her umber-skinned sister.
"Your standing in this hierarchy is not as high as you pretend it to be."
"All of you stop it right now,"
I growled, and I used a wave of my will to embolden the words so the Arkans knew I was serious on the matter.
"I didn't bring you here to argue, and if you carry on in this way any longer, I'll lock you all back up and throw away the key without a single thought. Is that clear?"
"Yes, master,"
Utuni and Viopa muttered in unison.
"Good," I nodded. "Now, the task at hand. Sarah, I need you to take the others with you and collect Karth. Something tells me she's going to put up a fight. And I have a feeling it'll take all of you to keep her from running.
As you wish, Master,
Sarah replied with an elegantly raised eyebrow.
She will not evade us, Master, I assure you.
Mira Lee grinned, and then the six Arkans vanished from my sight. I didn't expect this to go easily, but I hoped Karth would finally be weakened enough to make this simpler than it was with the others. She was a willful creature, but I knew that once I had her here, close to me, her fight would fade. Karth and I had spent an evening together when I was her prisoner in the Shadowscape, but I hadn't officially captured her before we'd fucked, so I couldn't claim her afterward in the same way I had with the others. I wouldn't make that mistake again. Suddenly, growls and cries filled the landscape around me, and the Arkans manifested with a writhing Karth in their arms. The horned goddess looked even angrier than I'd last seen her, and she thrashed like a wild animal as she was restrained by the other Arkans.
So you've returned,
Karth spat bitterly, and her russet eyes flashed as they trailed over me.
Pity. I thought you'd changed your mind.
No. I shook my head at the horned Arkan. I have not. Every word I spoke to you was the truth. I intend to claim you as my own. Arkans, release her.
What?
Cried Xanrath.
She'll simply flee,
objected Sarah. Not once she hears what I have to say. Release her at once. Karth glared at her sisters as she soothed her raw wrist. Not even they could quell her fire, but I knew I could. I had before. Look, I sighed as I tried to think of ways of reasoning with the Arkan. I'm not going to force myself on you, but we've been doing this back and forth for a while. The options are that you submit to me willingly, and you can enjoy the rest of your life with the company of your sisters and me as your lover, or you can be alone, as you have been, for the rest of your existence. You tried to kill my people, and you tried to enslave me, but I'm not going to try and trick you. This is the deal. Do you want it or not? Karth's furious glare lessened as I spoke, holding my gaze as we stared each other down. The seconds seemed to turn into minutes, and then finally she took in a long breath before exhaling.
I have an ask,
she whispered. Okay. I felt the tension leave my shoulders.
I wish for a child,
she finally admitted, and then she looked down at the ground.
Karth,
Sarah began.
Oh, don't start with me.
The green-skinned monster goddess scoffed.
Don't pretend to understand me. We understand you better than you think,
Zan whispered. It is my intent to fulfill the promise to all of you, I said to the goddesses. We started out as enemies, but now we're a family.
I will hold you to that promise then,
Karth said as she looked up into my eyes again. Lay her down on the bed. I spoke over the Horned Arkan's complaints and addressed the others.
With pleasure,
Sarah grinned. The six monster goddesses carried Karth over to the bed as instructed, and once she was laying upon the mattress, I climbed on top of her. The other Arkans backed up to give us some space, and aside from Zan, who seemed almost sympathetic to the matter, they all wore similar expressions of excitement as they waited for me to fill their sister. I'll go slow, I whispered to Karth.
I enjoyed our first time together,
she said as she bit her bottom lip, as did I. With one hand, I held her in place, and with the other, I reached down and grabbed the zipper of the goddess's dark brown leather bodysuit. Then I tugged the small piece of metal, slid it down the length of the garment, and revealed the smooth green-tinted skin of Karth's lean abdomen. Her dark nipples tightened as I ran a finger down her exposed skin, and Karth let out an involuntary gasp as I neared her lower half. I needed to remove the rest of her suit, but I couldn't do it without the use of both of my hands, so I raised my head to match her gaze. Swear you won't leave me, I whispered with passionate insistence, but the moment the words left my lips, Karth began to shake her head.
No,
she muttered.
Not this time, Beastmaker. I want you.
Forgive me if I don't trust you, I replied with narrowed eyes. You don't exactly have the best record when it comes to telling the truth.
See for yourself, Beastmaker. My sex is warm and soaking,
Karth said in a softened tone.
I'm done fighting you. I accept your deal.
I searched her eyes.
Please?
Karth asked. And even though part of me knew it would be a mistake to trust her, the other part was swayed by her calm tone. Every conversation I had had with the Arkan had consisted of sly remarks and sneers, but the words that fell from her lips had an aura of truth about them. All right, I said, releasing my grip on Karth and using both hands to peel the rest of her bodysuit away. As the garment fell to the floor, I admired the goddess's trim and sexy figure. Karth's body was muscular but curved in all the right ways, and the sight of her naked form made my mouth water. The horned Arkan sat up slightly, and the other goddesses snapped to attention, but Karth simply smoothed her waist-length chestnut round waves down over her shoulders to keep it from tangling behind her, and then laid back down. As I waited for the goddess to settle, I sat up, unzipped my trousers, and pulled out my stiffened member. Karth's russet eyes darted down to it immediately, and the fear and fight were now completely gone from her gaze. She wanted me just as much as I wanted her. Sarah helped ease my pants off completely, and once I removed my shirt, I climbed back on top of Karth, leaned down, and kissed the smooth planes of her toned abdomen. Karth let out a small sigh as I moved down her body, and once I reached her hip bone, she trembled. I could see her entrance glisten with slick wetness already, so without another word, I gripped my cock and gently slid inside of her quivering tunnel. Then I pushed myself deeper within her tight pussy, and Karth's eyes closed as her back arched.
Oh,
the Arkan sighed in a breathy tone.
Oh, that feels...
Her words trailed off as her burgundy-painted lips parted, and suddenly, the goddess let out a soft moan. The sound sent a chill through me, and I began to thrust within her with slow, careful strokes. Do you like it? I growled.
Oh, Griff.
Karth trembled, and I hastened my thrusts and pushed my hardened member deeper and deeper, until I could practically feel the border of her womb. Karth's pulsating tunnel clamped around me like a vice, and a shiver ran down my spine as the intensity built up within me. The horned goddess was unbelievably tight, and felt even better than I'd remembered. My blood ran hot as I pumped into her, and based on her contracting muscles, I knew we were both reaching orgasm.
Harder, Beastmaker!
Karth's moans echoed throughout the room as her hips bucked and writhed. You're mine, I growled as I continued to slam into her. The horned Arkan felt so fucking good, and with every thrust of my cock, I felt my power over her grow.
Give me your seed,
Karth begged me as her eyes rolled to the back of her head.
Please, Beastmaker, fill my womb with your powerful seed. Give it to me! Give it to me! I am all yours!
My leg began to burn with a fiery intensity around the area of Karth's tattoo, as her moans and cries filled my ears. But the sensation was overshadowed by my need to make the goddess mine. A groan rippled through my chest as my climax crescendoed, and my heart pounded mercilessly in my ears.
Oh, Griff!
Karth cried as an orgasm struck her, and her eyes closed as her body spasmed and shuddered. The sight of it was enough to push me over the edge, but before I reached euphoria, I quickly pulled out of the goddess's hungry tunnel. Then, pleasure erupted through me like a volcano, and I let out a roar of desire as rivers of my hot seed sprayed all over Karth's abdomen. The other Arkans immediately abandoned their posts around the bed, and rushed in to try to catch some in their waiting mouths. My climax pulsed through me in waves, and I lost myself in the pleasure of it all as streams of my seed poured everywhere. Karth's body continued to shake as she came down from her orgasm, and she clung to the sheets with trembling hands. She didn't seem to care about my juices nearly as much as the other monster goddesses, and seemed content to lie there as she enjoyed her own pleasure.
"Master, I need more!"
Phi begged as she licked a string of my sperm from the corner of her mouth.
"Please, let us have the pleasure of your delicious seed once more,"
Utuni pleaded with enormous eyes.
"I want to feel your glorious cock within me,"
Sarah added as she licked her lips.
"Please, Master, fill my womb with your powerful seed, and together we shall have children more powerful than..."
"Maybe next time." I shook my head as I began to reclaim control over myself, and Karth's tattoo on my thigh tingled as it completed itself. "If there is one, of course. If you all don't start getting along, I might have to reconsider some things."
"We'll start getting along,"
Miralee interjected, and her cat ears flattened against her head.
"I promise."
"Yes, Master, we'll behave,"
Viopa insisted. "We'll see," I said, and as my orgasm plateaued, I peered back down at Karth. The horned goddess had slumped into the bed and looked thoroughly spent, so I climbed off her and searched the floor for my pants.
"That was quite the time, Beastmaker,"
Karth called over to me.
"Even better than the last. I could get used to that magnificent member of yours."
"Don't get too used to it," I countered. "You belong to me now, so I decide when you get to be rewarded."
"Is there a point system?"
Karth mocked me. "If there was, you'd be losing," I replied as I finally located my pants and dressed myself quickly. The rest of the Arkans looked disappointed as I zipped up my trousers, but before they could protest, I raised my chin. "Thank you for your help," I announced to the group. "Each of you. I'll call upon you soon." I dismissed the Arkans with a wave of my will, and once the monster goddesses were gone, I slumped down onto the bed I'd manifested. I concentrated hard, and soon the bed was outfitted in pristine sheets. "Much better," I sighed as I let my head hit the pillow and stared up at the dimly lit ceiling. Karth was conquered. I would celebrate my victory later, but for now, I was exhausted from the entire affair. So I took a deep breath, closed my eyes, and drifted into a thankfully dreamless slumber. Sometime later, I awoke in my own bedroom with a start.
"Oh, Griff, you're finally awake,"
Arwen sighed the moment I blinked my eyes open.
"Thank the Maker. I was beginning to worry."
The healer mage's form was blurred as if I were peering at her while underwater, but after I rubbed my eyes, she came back into focus. Her amber eyes were round with concern as I slowly sat up, and her auburn eyebrows were creased together. "It's done," I managed to say after a few more blinks. "Karth, she's under my control now."
"Griff, this is amazing,"
Arwen gasped, and the professor wrapped me into a tight embrace.
"You're such a powerful mage, and you never fail to impress me with your endeavors."
"Thanks, Arwen," I replied, and once we broke apart, I peered over at the window. Sunlight streamed into the room through a break in the curtains, and my eyes ached at the brightness. "What time is it?"
"It's almost the afternoon," Arwen answered. "But if you'd like to rest a while longer..."
"I think I've dreamt enough for now," I laughed as I rubbed the back of my neck.
"Fair enough,"
the healer mage laughed right back.
"We'll take a couple of minutes to wake up, and then we can get dressed and head upstairs. We have quite a bit of news to share with the others, and I don't think I can keep my secret from them any longer. I'm too excited."
"I'm excited too," I admitted to her. "About the pregnancy bit, anyways. I know they'll be glad to hear Karth is handled, but your news is much more pleasant."
"They'll be happy to hear both,"
Arwen assured me.
"Our family is important, but so is the war, And now that Karth is under your control, there are only two Arkans left to conquer. This puts us in an advantageous position.
I agree. I nodded. Now that Karth is mine, we can try to get information about the remaining Arkans and what their plan for Mistral is. Hopefully, we can further decipher the book and figure out Huna and Keela's intentions.
Yes,
Arwen agreed.
Karth's cooperation should help us, and the research team, immensely.
I was thrilled by this development, so I leaned forward and kissed my lover. I was so happy to be a step closer to victory, and my favorite way to celebrate was by giving my women as much affection as I could manage. I love you, I murmured against the professor's lips.
I love you too,
Arwen giggled into my mouth. After we spent a few minutes enjoying the taste of one another, we finally pulled ourselves out of bed, and Arwen began to search for her clothing. Her green dress and panties from the night before were crumpled in a pile on the floor, and I watched with admiration as the healer began to dress herself. Arwen was stunningly beautiful, and I often found myself distracted by her perfect hourglass body. I forced myself to look away, and then I crossed over to my wardrobe and pulled out a pair of clean trousers and a simple long-sleeved shirt to take upstairs with me. After everything I'd been through, a shower sounded amazing, and I didn't want to go all the way downstairs just to retrieve clothing after I'd bathed. Granted, my women probably wouldn't complain at the thought of me walking around our mansion naked.
Shall we?
Arwen asked as she stretched her arms up into the air and let out a sigh as her back cracked. Let's do it, I nodded after giving a stretch of my own. The gorgeous professor offered me a beautiful smile, and then we headed out the door. I followed Arwen up the spiral staircase to the third floor and down the hall until we reached the professor's bedroom. I lingered out in the hall while Arwen collected a change of clothes. And once she emerged, we walked back down the corridor and into one of the many bathrooms of our mansion. We spent a good amount of time in the shower together, washing each other's back and exploring each other with our hands and tongues, until finally, we relegated ourselves to actually getting clean. Once we were fresh and presentable, we dressed for the day and left the room to get to the nursery. It was around time for the kids to settle down for their naps, so I knew the rest of my family was likely gathered in the room together. My heart raced in my chest as we moved down the hall toward the nursery. I wasn't sure why I was so nervous to share the news of Arwen's pregnancy and the claiming of Karth, but something about the news made me feel antsy. Perhaps it was more excitement-based than fear. But either way, I was ready to tell my wives and girlfriends everything that had happened in the past 12 hours.
Are you ready?
Arwen asked as her hand hovered over the doorknob. The professor's amber eyes sparkled as she awaited my answer, and I could tell she was just as excited as I was. Definitely, I nodded, and once I took a deep breath, we stepped into the nursery.